The report authored by GAB staff shows a hefty cost to the state, between $11 million and $16 million across all agencies if the state were to end Election Day registration. GAB Executive Director Kevin Kennedy.
People talk about, well, let's get rid of Election Day registration, or let's change how we deliver registration on Election Day. And we always said, look, there are going to be consequences if you do that.
That's because Wisconsin would immediately become subject to additional provisions of federal law, including the Motor Voter Act and the Help America Vote Act of 2002. Kennedy says the intent of the report was not to put an end to talk of ending same-day registration, something he says lawmakers may pursue once they're done with the state budget.
And they'll have a very comprehensive analysis, and they'll probably focus in and say, well, what if we did this, or do we have to approach it this way? But, you know, I think the way the legislature is focused right now is let's get the budget done.
While Governor Scott Walker has said he supports the idea of eliminating voter registration at polling places, he's also indicated he won't sign any bill that would require millions of dollars to make the change. Bob Hague, Wisconsin Radio Network.